You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. I'm going to take a deep breath and say we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet and proud to be associated with it. Go ahead and get a piece of paper and a pen. I'll give you some phone numbers in a few moments. We have had a Canadian change. A Canadian phone number has changed. So if you folks are used to calling in on a particular number, I'm going to change it on you. This is a one-hour, uninterrupted show. We invite you to call in anytime and often as we share the next hour. There are no guests this evening. It's just me. But I'm a Leo, so I have a lot to say. I've chosen to take all of the entire month of August to talk about tarot and spiritual things. I'm being very selfish. This is my birthday month, so this is what I'm doing for me. And I've jokingly said all month, that I would like to have William Lammy come on. He's one of my favorite authors for the tarot cards. He lives here in Austin. He's not returned my phone calls. So if anybody knows William Lammy, please have him call me. Okay, those phone numbers are, for the U.S., please call in and visit with me tonight, 1-877-270-8714. The Canadian number is 1-888-288-4494. Now, for those of you that have been listening, and I know there are at least a few of you out there, the latest saga about my website, I think some of you may remember that the porn industry discovered my website. And Pam has it torn down. She's my webmaster. But there are some things up. She does have some navigation up. And she's taking her time because she's putting my book and some other things behind a veil of sorts. And we're adding some things. So she's doing a lot of coding and making changes that we had talked about doing and just never took the time to do before now. So I have the porn industry to thank for that in a cocky sort of way, pardon the pun, of getting this done. Okay, those phone numbers are U.S. 1-877-270-8714, Canada 288-4494, 1-888 in front of that. I want to talk to you folks about something. I want to do a floating psychic fair. Don, if you're listening, make notes. And I need some feedback on this. I would like to know, for you folks out there, if you would come with us for the first time ever floating psychic fair. Now, of course, there would be all kinds of entertainment. There would be, we'd be leaving out of New Orleans on a Thursday, coming back on Monday, disembarking on a Monday. Lots of stuff to do on the boat and off the boat. 90% of it metaphysically, spiritually based. Of course, some headliners that you would be interested in seeing. And some folks that are on their way up, the new generation, coming behind that are just wonderful, that need exposure. Give me some feedback about what you think and if you would join us or not. It would be a lot of fun. We have reserved a boat or part of a boat for the third weekend in February, but I'm trying to fill the boat. That's the only way we can get the ballroom, the entire ballroom, so that we don't have to tear up and pull down, because I want the psychics and the vendors to be able to set up and be able to leave them up. Okay, give me feedback. You can go to my website, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Ireland, I-R-E-L-A-N-D, psychic.com. That's my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. There is a place on there where you can send me an email. Or, of course, you can call me at area code 512-922-4723. Now, since I'm being selfish and we're talking about tarot all of this, the month of August, it's my choice as to what cards we talk about, right, and what subject matter we talk about. So I'm going to tell you that today I spent the day at Six Flags Over Texas in San Antonio, Texas, with my daughter-in-law and three grandchildren aging from third grade to 10th grade. It was hot. It was muggy, but at least it was overcast. No sunshine until about 1:20, and we were going to leave the park at 2 anyway, so it was absolutely perfect timing. Thank you, Spirit. But it was still hot and humid and wonderful. that was the first time that I've been able to do that with my family, because they were military until recently and spent the better part of their growing up years in Okinawa, 6 years plus. So I'm really just getting to know my grandkids, and it was really, really fun. So I looked up what Manny Pureheart had to say in a Book of Answers about family. And I think it's interesting, since they spent so much time in Japan, that this term would show up. It's spelled M-I-T-A-K-U-Y-E, and the second word is O-Y-A-S-I-N. Mitakui Oyasin. Sounds Japanese to me. We are all related. We are all family. We are all the children of the uncreated Creator, all brothers and sisters with one another and with all of creation. Each one of us is here for the benefit of every other. Spirit says, do nothing to harm your brother, or your brother, for your brother is yourself. Nowhere is our status as family more evident than with our partner. This is the most intimate of relationships in every way. It is closer than parents, closer than siblings. You can hide some things from most people, but your spouse sees you at your best and as your worst. Okay, let's go on and see. Family is not so easy to recognize the general relationship as in the general relationship realm. The masks so many of us wear to protect ourselves often hide our true feelings of concern and caring for those around us under the pretense of being cool. Just think how the world would be changed if we could all drop our mask and show those strangers in our lives how much we care for them, how our soul and spirit reaches out to support them in their process. Perhaps this word has come to you this day to invite you to drop your guard even just a little bit in order to love your brothers and sisters more openly than you have been doing. Family, I love this sentence. Family is one of the few concepts where the focus is outside of us, yet the concept and direction must come from within, as must the willingness to come out of our fearful cages and into the light. I ask you to remember always that the ultimate commitment is to be love. Finding the family in all of us around you is a good first step. Comments from Spirit, you are all family. You are all the children of the divine and one with that divine. There is no separation except within your own minds. Come home, dear ones. Come home to your eternal family of love. Blessings to you. So Manny's spirit guides take this not just your blood family, but to blood family, but to family that is anyone that you consider family, and even further than that, to those that you might not consider family, but Spirit does, and is instructing you to treat them as such. Now, I don't want any phone calls saying, Elaine, that's terrible, terrible, terrible. How can we possibly do that? There are people that I'm very angry with, people that have done nasty, nasty things to my partner or my family. And I can say that too, but I also know that it really is important to look at those around us and look at them with eyes of love, even if we're angry with them or we're afraid of them. I know, sounds kind of Pollyanna, but it is, try it. It'll stop things from eating at you. We know what that causes. Family is important. It's, I had a loving mother and father. I never knew my sister. She was so much older than I was that we never lived in the same household together. And although I have a sister, I don't have a sister. I know, that sounds weird, right? But those of you out there know what I mean. And so I find it really important now that I have had my, I've been married and had my children, and now I'm getting to see my youngest boy, man, pardon me, he's all man, retired from the military, raise his children. And it's been fun to not only watch him raise his children with Joni, but to watch the children interact with him and hear him say things that I said that I know aggravated him at the time. But it's fun. The trip today to San Antonio from Austin 3 hours maybe because I had to go out to Bastrop first, and then we went the back way, yada, yada. So it was a journey. It was not just a trip out of town. It was a journey with these beings. And I've told people in the past, I could not have ordered up, made a list, and special ordered a better daughter-in-law. I have truly, truly been blessed in that she just loves my son and he loves her. They have children together. It's a great family, but she tolerates me, which is even better. So I'm very, very fortunate in having her. But as I was sitting in the truck with her today and driving up and down the highway, the kids were in the back. They were talking. We were talking. Then we all together do our thing. It was really a journey into each one of us. Talked about school starting next Monday, talked about even the third grader. He's trying to figure out what he wants to be when he grows up. Just going into the third grade. The youngest granddaughter is excited about her new school. She gets to change buildings, and that's really exciting to her. So I'm looking at them on this journey that's a trip, but it's a journey into them. And even me, I found myself answering some pretty personal questions for youngsters to be asking an adult, much less a grandmother. But I answered them openly and straightforward with a look at Joni every now and then for approval. And she was just, it was a wonderful way to spend, I know, some people would say 3 hours in the car with three kids, one of them a teenager. Oh, my gosh. But it was fun. It was fun because they let it be fun. Just a great journey. It was just a great journey today. There was such trust that I've spent a lot of fun times with them since they've been back, Christmas and birthdays and that sort of thing. But this, I have to say, was the most casual of all of them without having a purpose like a birthday or Christmas or something. And the energy was different. And, of course, we're coming out of Venus being in retrograde, which is good within itself because with Venus in retrograde, that kind of tripped people up emotionally. And now it's coming out, so it opened the doors in other ways. Maybe that's why they were thinking about the questions that they were thinking about. It was a trusting day, and it was... Even the youngest one, when he got himself in trouble, he almost immediately tried to get himself out of trouble because he realized it, which was a reasoning situation. Third grader, they don't always think. So it was fun. But the card that represents family is the Ten of Pentacles. It's called the Kabbalah card. We'll get there in a minute. The number 10 itself is the cycle is complete. The energies of all numbers have been lived and knowledge has been gained from the experiences. 10 also represents groups, community, and family. Words of description can be final manifestation and completion. Of course, should you come up with this card in reverse, it would be there has been disruption or disappointment in accomplishments. Does the coin have to start from the beginning and start over? It's just such the Ten of Pentacles, particularly, has the shape of the Kabbalah on the card. And there's a family grouping, a family gathering. You see the elders in the card. You see young people. You see animals. And what looks like a nice, safe village behind them. Now, those of you that are starting our journey, there are different ways of calling of spelling the Kabbalah. You can have Q-U-A-B-B-A-L-L-A or some version of the B's and L's, or you can have the word starting with a K, K-A-B-A-L-A. It's called the Tree of Life card. I call this card the Business of Family or Family Business. Now, the Business of Family can be owning a business where you're supported, your business supports you, that sort of thing. Work from your home, it doesn't matter, or the business of family, going to the grocery store, getting to the doctor, making sure the tires are rotated, that sort of thing. this card shows that there is a long lineage, can be a long lineage of wealth and stability to be carried on for many generations, because it shows at least three generations on this card already, the elderly man with the white hair and the younger couple and the kids and the dogs and so forth. Notice the elder sitting and watching his family. The archway tells us that all members of the family are members are welcome and that they're not judged. Keep in mind that there are many forms of family. Our blood family, we've had that discussion already. Church, friends, the people we choose to be family. You hear the term all the time, he's just like or she's just like family. We do not have to be of the same blood to be considered family. And nowadays we have all kinds of combinations of people being family. If this card sometimes shows up with the Three of Pentacles, there's a chance that a physical business is in the making. The Three of Pentacles is the one that has, it's the only gray pentacle, the little gold or yellow coin-looking thing. Pentacles represent cold, hard cash. It doesn't matter where it comes from. And that particular card is mostly gray, which is wisdom, knowledge, and experience. It has three figures on it, one standing on a bench, the other two giving direction, which is supposed to be the super sub, the subconscious, and, of course, giving direction to the consciousness, which has a little chisel when he's working on things. So when the Three of Pentacles and the Ten of Pentacles show up, usually you've got something new going on and some sort of help or assistance helping with the family. If the Justice card shows up, that could include the contracts and the things that can make this happen. Now, if the Ten of Pentacles shows up in reverse, we've got a family that's not supportive, very judgmental. There won't be support. And you try to see if that means blood family, church family, family of friends, business family. You know, you hear people say all the time, he's married, he or she's married to their job. They spend more time with the people at work than they do at home. And sadly, that's sometimes necessary and often true. But so that portion of people in your life can be, maybe some of them are not real honest if the card is in reverse. It also can mean that the blood family could be at a distance and unable to help, which, so don't automatically go to the all negative. You can look maybe for distance cards or travel cards, that sort of thing. When it's in reverse, another meaning could also be that there's a potential of a family losing the business or funds that come from it. Older members of the family could need help. That could put an unexpected burden on younger members. Burden is a hard word in that situation, but I use that word on purpose to get the attention of folks that need to realize that there will come times when their elders will need help, and even though it is a burden, it isn't. I can speak from experience with that one. Okay, let's go on to the Ten of Swords. It scares people a lot of times because the Ten of Swords shows a figure laying on their stomach, supposedly a man, but it could be a woman, with swords sticking out in various places, 10 spots in their back. Looks like blood coming out of their back, but some people say that that's really just a cloth or a covering. It happens to be red, which is, red is the kick in the butt color. Let's go, let's get it done. You've got neutral color that they're laying on. The ground is a neutral color, which is good. And then they have blue that's lifting up the heavens. And then there's a little spick of gray, and then there's yellow above that, and then there's black. So the darkness is being lifted. It's not a card to be afraid of because he's got the okay sign on his hand as he's laying there. And each one of those points of the swords, now remember, swords are supposed to mean mental energy, how you use your brain. Swords are supposed to be devoid of emotion, but I'm here to tell you that I find a lot of the swords cards have emotional, not a basis, but they'll have emotion wrapped into them. Just like cups are not supposed to have mental energy wrapped, but they do. And in this card, it can be a very emotional card because all the chakras are being touched. And when you start sticking around in chakras, you're going to stir up emotions, awareness, and confusion. Now, each sword falls into a chakra point along the spine area. The changing colors in the sky tell us that darkness is being lifted. There's a narrow strip of brown telling us that he's used logic to get past his difficult time. The yellow says that the figure is pure energy, using pure energy to get this done. There's a hint of gray for the wisdom learned. And finally, the black is saying that they've tried everything. And see, I think the color black has gotten a bad rap over the years. To me, the color black says I'm willing to try anything. Because, you know, when you put all the colors in a pot, all the reds and the blues and the greens, it turns black. It's just like absence of color is white. All of it turns black. The fingers are in the shape of an okay. He's aware that the hard times are almost over. He may be bleeding, but if he is, it's a purification process that he's endured. And there have been many trials and tribulations for this person, but he's getting past it. Another side of the card is back problems, believe it or not. Pure, simple back problems. So if one of the health cards comes up with this card, then you would ask the quarant about their back. And I've had answers, everything from a horse just threw me to I've had surgery to I know I need a new mattress. So it doesn't have to be anything dramatic. It can be something quite simple. This card can also speak of loneliness and isolation that can be almost unbearable. And if this card comes up with the devil card, maybe the tower card, you may have somebody who's going through some severe depression if this card's in reverse. Because in reverse it already expresses carelessness and negative thoughts. It says to me that there is intentional harm being done to oneself. Do they drink too much? Are they involved in drugs? Are they working to the point of exhaustion? Are they allowing someone else's burdens to be on their shoulders when it's really not theirs to worry about? All of this can represent potential suicide, either attempted by the quarant or someone that they deeply care for, or the potential for that. Now, if you're going to talk in those terms with a quarant, remember the ethics. Be prepared to give out phone numbers for professional therapists, or ask if they already are involved with a professional therapist. But the good side to it being in reverse, even in reverse, bad times are almost over, and rewards are on their way, which is great. Okay, we looked at the Ten of Pentacles. Let's go back to the, see what else I've got marked here. The Cups, the Ten of Cups. I love it when the Ten of Cups shows up. It shows a happy family. It shows a male and a female. That's only representative. I know that there are lots of families out there. We've got great families with two men and two women and a mixture of all kinds of things these days. So it's wonderful. I love it when I see a generational household, great-grandparents, grandparents, whatever. For obvious reasons, this card's called a rainbow card because it has a rainbow on it, and it has the ten cups sitting in the rainbow. The kids are dancing. The male figure has his arm around the female figure. We've got a pretty little pastoral scene. So it represents a happy home life. It can be with your pets and your roommates. It really doesn't matter. The children in the scene tells us that there is more than just a one-on-one relationship that can be enjoyed and cherished. So if somebody says that they're single, I always ask if they have a pet, or if they'll volunteer that they have a pet, or that they have close relationships with other people outside of the home. A group of people in business together, or people who live with those that are not of the same blood, that's still family. This particular family is standing on solid ground with a gentle flowing stream and clear sky. All of the symbols are happiness and success. We need to look at the Ten of Cups, the cards nearest the Ten of Cups, to see what else might be related to this, health, business. But keep in mind that the main words here are standing on solid ground. Regardless of what else is going on in that person's life or people, if it happens to be more than one quarant sitting in front of you, there is stability. Sometimes you have to look for it. but at least they can communicate, let's say. Everybody's in good health. That's another good reason. All of those things, it's really important. Okay, now the card itself has a lot of blue in the background. That represents emotions, and of course the rainbow cups themselves are just supposed to be pure emotion. But let's look at this card realistically. These people have had to communicate to get to this point. They've had to be logic. They've had to have a financial support, typically. There's a lot that plays into what creates your happiness. And it's different for everyone. But if you are sharing your days and sharing your life with other people, then there's usually an honesty and a sense of loyalty that goes with it if it's a true happiness. In reverse, they're not a happy family. It's real simple. There could be loss in the family, such as a divorce. So you check the other cards surrounding this one for indicators of the cause or the source of the problem. Please be diplomatic in drawing attention to the situation. I can't tell you how many times this card has come up in reverse, and somebody will say, I don't have a clue. We're doing fine. Money's good. Kids are healthy. We're fine. And then I get a call 2 or 3 months later and said, the folks say, we're filing for divorce. So you have to be very careful about how you approach it. And a lot of times people will say, well, it must not be my immediate family. It must be my brother or my sister or my best friend. Or I'll keep an eye on it, that sort of thing. But it can be related to career, health issue, as well as who you live with. There could be a recent loss of a longtime friendship, too. Especially as us older folks get up there in age, we begin to lose our friends. I mean, time takes things like that from us, and it's sad, but it happens. Not that you young people don't have problems too, but you understand what I mean. I'd like to hear the phone ring right about now. Okay, we've talked about the Ten of Swords. Let's see what else is down here. Talked about the Ten of Pentacles. Did we talk about the Ten of Wands? I don't remember. Where's the Ten of... Did we talk about the Ten of Wands? Let me go back and look. Have to forgive me tonight. I have to admit I'm tired. It's a good tired, but I'm still tired. And I love being with you folks. Ah, Ten of Wands. Here we go. Oh, goodness. This is a single male-looking person, and he's got his back to us as he walks away from us, back or to what looks like a house in the background. And he has 10 of the wands. Now, wands have a little bit of new growth on them, little twiggy-looking things, and these are called batons or clubs in some of the decks. He's got a hold of those. And, of course, 10 is completion, so... This can mean wands represent how you earn your living. You can be a trust fund baby. It doesn't matter. It's how the money comes into the household, how your support comes into your household. And this simply says that he's picking up his sticks and going someplace else. I'm through with this, let's say this job or this position, and I'm going over here and I'm starting this one. So he's picking up his sticks. He's already walked the 9 paths that he needs to do. Since the 10 represents family, groups, and community, he's walking into another situation. Now, I tell people sometimes when this card comes in reverse that it doesn't have to be that you're leaving, let's say, IBM and going to work for Dell or vice versa. But it can mean that you're going from one position to another. I tell people, let's say you're a doctor and you're going from surgery to prenatal or natal, postnatal or something like that. You still have to be a doctor in order to do the job. So you're not going that far if the card's in reverse. You're going from one position to another. Now, this could be a forced move. Maybe they're needing more education than what a potential promotion has, and they didn't get the promotion, so they've got to make some changes. They could be going through life changes involving family or job location changes. Whatever the reason, they're feeling overburdened and underappreciated. Those sticks are heavy. They're trying hard to meet the goals that they've set for themselves, and others that are being pushed upon them. So we look at for emotional cards around this card. See if they're in any danger of extreme emotional pressures as well, and try to help them see the outcome and try to help them look at what destiny stops might be available for them to help them make this a positive move. Now that I've said that, keep in mind that not all moves are going to be positive. Sometimes that person has to go into a different kind of situation to teach them some lessons. There are some negativities in life that we don't like to recognize, but nonetheless, they're there. But at least we're getting through something. We're not going to be slamming ourselves into a wall constantly. So we, as readers, we need to help them understand that and see how they can help themselves. Hello?
Hello, Elaine?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I got an email from you about your show and I wanted to call in.
I'm so glad, Rachel. I must have read for you.
Yes, you have, and it was kind of funny. Out of the blue, I got an email. So I wanted to know if you could tell me how my health with my back is.
We were just talking about the Ten of Swords being the swords being in people's backs and being in the figure's back, and sometimes that can explain problems with the back. Okay, problems with your back. Did you have surgery?
Yes.
Yeah, the I don't know how to explain this. The most internal part of the surgery is having a hard time healing.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if it was 5 years ago or recently. It's having a hard time healing, and there's a point that, you know where the instruments went by what you feel in your back. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, overall, I don't know whether they told you it was going to be a long-time healing, but overall it's long-time healing, but it will heal, and eventually you will have none of that feeling in your back. However, as you get older, you may have some muscle deterioration and or a little bit of arthritis. So prevention is your key word.
Okay.
Whether it's exercise, nutrition, vitamins, medicines, all of the above.
Well, I'm getting energy work, Reiki on myself, so it seems to be, I'm working to visualization of pushing out the bad energy.
That's wonderful. Keep that going and keep white light and green light wrapped around that space, like a little grid.
Okay.
And if you can get somebody to do Reiki for you.
I have been, and I just don't want to have surgery again. That's my whole thing.
I don't blame you. Bless your heart. I don't blame you at all. I'm not sending you to chiropractors, and I'm not sending you to Rolfing people. You would need gentle move, like Traeger people, or the Reiki work, or even just somebody that really is a good healer. They don't have to have a name for their technique, you know.
Right.
As long as you're
I see a wonderful man that does wonderful massage therapy for me with Reiki, and I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right path.
You're on the right path. You are staying in touch with your doctor, right?
Yes.
When was the last time you had an X-ray?
Last week.
Good. Okay.
And he said everything looked good.
Yeah. Just keep with the path that you're on right now and continue to stay in touch with your doctors. And it may take you another year or two, but you will be okay. And I don't see surgery again for you at all.
Okay.
Talk to your doctor about arthritis in your back, though.
Okay. Okay.
So you can prevent that.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Elaine. You've been a help to me in the past, and I hope to see you soon at a psychic fair here in Austin.
The next one's in November. I'll be sending out a email on it, but it's the 17th and 18th.
Okay.
So let's come on.
One more thing. I'm going to massage therapy school so I can help others.
Oh, Rachel, that is so wonderful. I love it when I hear people say that they're doing something because they've suffered in that realm and they want to relieve other people's suffering. That's so sweet of you to do that.
It's my calling. I feel it's something that I've got to do. So
but,
I want to thank you.
Sometimes we get hurt Yeah. Sometimes we get hurt so that we can best understand somebody else's issues, and then we in turn turn around and do what you're doing. You put yourself in service to those like you. I admire you for doing that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Elaine. And I'll catch you again on your show sometime.
Thank you, Rachel, for calling.
Okay. You take care.
You too, hon. See you in November.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel, for calling in. I was getting lonesome. Let's go back to the Ten of Wands. In reverse, one has the ability to overcome the negative aspects of this card. Limited success is accomplished in legal matters and business affairs because the wands, again, are our business stuff. In reverse, it also draws attention to the interest behind the motive. Do they need to rethink or redirect their energies into a more honest direction? And sometimes that honesty, that word honesty is so hard. Look for the illusion card and see if the illusion card is there even in reverse, then they really do need to rethink what they're doing. There most likely will not be a move for any reason if this card comes up in reverse. Encourage them to take some time off and maybe helping a given situation. It may be all that's needed to satisfy a given command. So sometimes we just need to, what is the old saying, can't see the forest for the trees? We just have to back off. Sometimes if the Ace of Wands and the Ten of Wands are both in reverse, the job change is not happening, at least not right now. Maybe they've had a choice of jobs and they're taking the lesser of pressured ones or something, but maybe staying with the same company but moving to another position, or certainly not taking a downgrade, but not quite doing the things that might allow them to climb the ladder quickly, which is okay. Okay, that phone number is USA 1-877-270-8714. And in Canada, 1-888-288-4494. I would love to have a Canadian call tonight. You can go to my website also and leave me some messages or ask questions if you would like, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. It is under construction, in case you didn't hear me say that before, reconstruction. Pam is doing the website. There are questions that I like to throw out there to folks as well as to myself. And tonight I'm going to talk about the guiltiest pleasure. What is your guiltiest pleasure? And if you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Now, that's a loaded question. I've already asked that on the show, I think, once or twice. But I love it because it changes as we change. It changes as we grow. A hug is a very intimate thing. A hug is, you know, there's all kinds of hugs, like there are all kinds of kisses, the California kisses and the Hollywood kisses and the New York smack and where is it that you don't touch the cheek but you purse your lips up, and where the body doesn't touch, and then there's the one where your butt's sticking straight out and you're not touching anything. Of course, then there are the bear hugs. I have some friends who give some really cool hugs. I just love getting a hug from them. But it changes who we would want to hug or share a hug with anywhere in the world. And I put that word share in there because sometimes we get a hug but we don't hug back, or vice versa. Maybe we don't want our energies to intermingle. And there are some people that I've met in the past that I didn't really feel good about their energy, and I didn't want to hug them. So, yes, I know, that was judgmental on my part. I admit it, but still truthful. So think about those two questions. What's your guiltiest pleasure? And who would you share a hug with if you could today? Now we're going to look at one more card. That's the Major Arcana card. That is the 10 in the Major Arcana. It's the Wheel of Fortune. That's the card number. That happens to be the one that has the four critters, one in every corner, and a wheel in the center of it with T-A-R-O-T in it. It has one of the symbols off of the Chariot card, the Sphinx-looking guy, holding a sword, and all of the four critters are reading books, and then there's a snake and what looks like a devil thing. It's rewarding intelligence is its general meaning. Astrologically, it's Jupiter ruling Sagittarius. color is violet, which is very spiritual. Musical note, a natural. Did I tell you before that someone has written a beautiful piece using just the musical notes of all the tarot cards? It's really cool. The card number 10. Numerologically, it's 21. Hebrew, it's K-A-P-H or C-A-A-R-F-T. I think the closed hand. Health, it's red blood cells, circulation, liver, pancreas, fatty tissue, hips, thighs, right ear, and upper forehead. Now, I do not have a clue why all of this is listed like that. Well, I do, but that's beside the point. Or which people came up with those descriptions. But I found it to be amazingly accurate. Amazingly. Little chariot or sphinx-looking guy that sits on top of the wheel is a reminder to communicate because the chariot card is a communication card, and that's he's from that. He or she, sometimes that figure will look very male and sometimes androgynous and sometimes very female. So don't let any of that confuse you. It's what they represent. This card will also come up for people who are involved in communication. They could work for radio, television, computer, that sort of thing. School teachers, police, anyone working with the public can fit in here. Reincarnation begins again, this time in the form of knowledge having to be relearned. That's important for this card. It's also called a luck card, the Wheel of Fortune. Maybe this person has to go back and start the journey over in order to get it right this time. Kind of like teaching. You teach it till you do it right, right? This can be a card of luck, fate, chance, and destiny. The wheel spins with positive and negative energy, so we never know. What is that game that you spin the wheel at Vegas and some of those places? Where will it stop? We never know. Help yourself to be prepared no matter where it stops by learning all that you can about yourself and life around you. Because this card spins with all energies, I look at this card as a card of hope and opportunity that we may get only once in a lifetime. You know what they say about luck? It's really being ready at the right time with the right knowledge and knowing that you need to reach out for whatever it is that's being offered. That's another definition of luck. If it's in reverse, they are not paying attention to the need for more knowledge. They may be rejecting positive opportunities or offers of schooling without realizing the value of that knowledge. There is unexpected bad luck or interference from outside sources. There's that word luck again. Pay attention to health issues. This is interesting because Joni and I were just talking today. She's a mother of four, her oldest going, having already graduated from high school, and out on her own doing beautifully. But her very bright oldest daughter is not going to college right away. Plans on it, but she's not going. And Joni was saying that she wished she knew the magic words to get Kayla back in school because Kayla's brilliant, but she's tired of learning. And Joni's afraid that she's going to end up getting married and having babies and do what so many of us do. Men and women, we just don't get to college until we're older. So here is this not understanding the value of knowledge. So how important is this card for my day today, as well as the learning process and the completion of the number 10, where we have to start over and start doing things again, maybe on the same path, relearning, but a different way. Now, there are those of you out there, I had to take algebra 3 times. I am not mathematically oriented, not at all. But a camera in my hand, and I'm a happy camper. But math, I've gotten better with math as I've gotten older. But I grew up in a time frame where girls were discouraged out of the sciences and the math subjects. We weren't allowed to go to mechanics class. Boys weren't allowed to go to cooking class. I was a senior in high school when all that happened, when I had one guy in my cooking class, and there were 2 girls in drafting and 1 in auto mechanics. And you can imagine the rough times that they had. Now everybody can take everything. you guys out there want to be a beautician, you can take it in high school. So we don't have the discriminations now. But this card comes up, well, not as much, for that knowledge, teaching people about the need for knowledge, whatever that is. You know, I'm delighted that my oldest granddaughter has moved from Florida to Kansas this last weekend. And she's not even out of school. Well, she's out of school a whole year. What adventure she's having. She's not in school, but she's learning in other ways. And I suspect when she settles into her new job in Kansas, she'll end up going to night school or something. The University of Kansas is not very far from where she is, along with some other good facilities. So she'll find something. But Joni is wanting to go back to college and wishing that she could do something right now. So we'll see where that goes. But this card really specifies that. And if it's in reverse, they're just not paying attention to the need for more knowledge. They may think that they can kind of walk through it, do on-the-job training, which of course you can do as long as you're willing to do that. I only have 8 more minutes, folks. We got started a little late tonight, so I have to be off by 9:30 Central Standard Time, and I usually start signing off at about 25 after. So I really only have about 8 minutes. I'd love to have another phone call or two. That takes care of our lesson for the number 10 for tonight. The family card. What is your guiltiest pleasure? How about that hug? Another phone call? Oh, I'm told that the archives are just about completed. Maybe by tonight they are. I didn't ask Don before I went on, but they had to redo. Evidently, it was quite a complicated issue to get all the archives up, and since I'm not a computer geek, I'm not even going to try to explain it, because when I read it, I didn't understand it. But suffice it to say that they're promising that most are up, if not all, these days. Let's see. What is my guiltiest pleasure? Let's see. How would you describe guiltiest pleasure? Maybe something that you shouldn't do, like sneak chocolate at midnight, or something that someone tells you you shouldn't do. What would that be? Call me and tell me what that would be. For me, I have to admit, I would spend a lot more time, and since we're talking about family, if I did not have to bring in an income, if I was independently wealthy, I would probably be an Auntie Mame. I would be whisking my grandkids off one by one, and then as a group, doing things that their parents would probably not want them to do, although both of their parents are pretty open-minded, and enjoying life. That, to me, would be a really guilty pleasure. I'd spoil them rotten if I could. And you're certainly not supposed to spoil your grandkids or your kids. Treat them good. Spoiling, that's different. Sharing a hug. I talked about how intimate a hug could be, or how artificial, or totally meaningless, or the most beautiful thing in the world. So, since this is family night, I love my grandkids, and every time I'm around them, I find I become closer and closer to who they really are and where they fit in my life. And because they were gone for so long, that most of their lives, they've been on some military base around the world, I'm just getting to know them. And I didn't get to know my oldest one hardly at all. So now I'm knowing her as an adult. So I'd share all the hugs I could possibly muster up. You know, it's fun to talk to kids by phone, but actually being in their daily life is a whole lot different. And sharing a hug with them and my son, all those years I missed being around him, and you know, little quick visits are one thing, but really being there. And my daughter-in-law, little blessing that she is. Those are the people that, for tonight, today's world, right now, today, those are my hugs. There are a lot of other people that I would enjoy spending time with and being able to be trusted enough to allow a sincere hug. And I think if you're going to hug someone, it does need to be a sincere hug. If you're a bear hug person, good for you. If you're a little on the shy side and it's a quick shoulder touch, maybe around the arm or something, that's okay too, as long as it's sincere. Hugs have got to be sincere. Okay, that phone, those phone numbers in the U.S., 1-877-270-8714. And even if you don't call in tonight, write those numbers down and stick them someplace and keep them. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. That's for Canada. My website is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And my phone number is area code 512-922-4723. I want to thank Rachel for calling in tonight. That was fun hearing from someone that I've read for and being able to answer her question. Archives are available. We've already had that talk. I have to start signing off right about now. So keep the phone numbers. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. I hope you will go on the site. It's a cool site, the bbsradio.com. It is a cool site. You go on and a black background pops up with lots of pretty things. And some of the hosts now, we're in the process of putting little short, like, 3-minute blips about our programs. So those are being uploaded, and you'll get to see what we look like other than just a picture or no picture at all, and a little bit about the individual shows that we do. There's some neat articles. You can go in and hear archives. You can go in and read articles that have been written by our different hosts and guests in some cases. So enjoying the site itself is fun, just plain old fun. Music is great. There's music there that I believe you can use. It's I'm not sure about the licensing, but you can read about all of that and enjoy some great music by artists that have not won, what is it, Grammys yet? That's not to say that they won't someday. So be some of the first to hear all this talent. Thank you for being with me tonight. I appreciate you very much. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Join me next week, Wednesday night, 8:30 Central Standard Time, for another uninterrupted hour. And be sure to have your questions ready next time. One more week of Tarot, and then in October or September, we'll start with guests again. Thank you for having been with me tonight, and we'll see you on the path. Good night, everybody.